You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, the author of the tremendous book, Puppy Possibilities, Kathleen Goodman. Welcome back to the show, Kathleen.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And my understanding is you're in our beautiful state of Michigan as we speak. Is that correct?
I am. I'm home.
Well, for our listeners who don't remember, you do reside, if I'm not mistaken, in Massachusetts. Is that right?
Yes, I live in Massachusetts now, but I am a Michigander.
Well, we appreciate your coming back home. When you traveled, was it just you or did you bring the pups with you?
Oh, today, yes, we are traveling with two golden retrievers and my sidekick, my husband, is along. I'm participating in the 5th annual Pet Fest here in Ann Arbor, Michigan this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. And what is that all about?
Oh, well, the Pet Fest gives everybody an opportunity to visit various vendors. There are training people involved. I'm going to be signing my books all weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 both days, at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds.
Oh, fantastic. So there's a bonus for any of our listeners who might be headed toward that area.
Get in your car.
Well, absolutely. We don't want them necessarily going there for a football game, but it's fine to go there for a pet.
If they get in the car right now and turn the radio on to 1320 AM, they can have a nice little ride down to Ann Arbor without any issue.
Absolutely. Well, Kathleen, while we've got you on the line, the thing that interested me, one of the things that you had talked about was traveling with pets. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, well, traveling with your pets, as with any vacation for yourself, a good plan makes everything more fun for everyone. First, what you'd like to do is make sure that you package your dog's food for all meals on this trip in Ziploc bags, the bonus being once they've finished eating their food, you've got a bag available to pick up those calling cards.
It always turns back to business with you, doesn't it?
Real business.
Business, that's right. Real business. That's right, Rick. You've got your food packed. And another great thing, whether it's a day trip or a longer trip, if you fill a jug of water a quarter full before you leave, throw it in the freezer, and then the day you're ready to take off, you add additional water to fill that jug. It'll last you a good long day, and you'll be able to give your dog a refreshing drink once you're on the road or once you get to your destination. Of course, you want to make sure that, the cap on the jug when you stick it in the freezer is loose, or it will change position on you, and it might not fit in your cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, and certainly you're going to find that as a traveling school of kids, little pups, if you will, the more they can be well trained and on that journey of obedience, probably the more fun that vacation is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you bring your pup home from your breeder or the animal shelter, you want to make that ride as pleasurable as possible. And you want to make sure before you take a long trip that your pup has taken little day rides with you, even if it's just up to the grocery store. Of course, weather permitting, you'll never bring your dog with you to any situation, like running up to the Stop and Shop or Kroger's, that's right, is here, or Meijer's. 70 degrees is your temperature key. You never leave your dog in the vehicle, because if the temperature outside is 70 degrees, that vehicle will heat up to 100 or more in just a short 10 minutes. So sometimes we leave our pups at home for short trips, but for long trips, plenty of water. We're going to make sure that we have a first aid kit on hand if we're going any distance. If we're planning to go camping near oh, maybe the Manistee River or anything like that. Bring towels so you can dry your pup off. And the whole idea is we want to have a good time. So that puppy has been for several little rides, not just to the vet. We don't want them to think that hopping in the car means, oh, it could be bad news. Maybe we're going for shots. And another key point is you never feed your puppy right before you get in the car to go anywhere, especially on a long trip.
That's not very good timing.
No, because we don't want a yak attack.
We don't
want to be cleaning up anything in that car where we have to air our vehicle out for any length of time because we forgot and fed our puppy and they couldn't keep that meal down.
Sure.
Now, Kathleen, one question I've got for you. Again, your book is Puppy Possibilities, and it leads me to believe that all dogs, when they're young, a lot of them will learn the concept of riding in a car. And I've seen some dogs that absolutely love to be in a car, love the motion and all of that. And I've got a dog in particular who gets very anxious being in a car and frankly wants me to hold his paw while he's sitting in the seat next to me to reassure him that it's okay. How can people go about really getting their dogs used to the concept of riding in it, especially if in a state like Michigan, you're going to travel up north a lot during the summer and want to take your dog with you?
Well, my own dogs travel in crates in the car, which offers them kind of a mobile den, if you will, and it makes it a very, very secure experience for them. Or another good thing is to use, there are companies out there that have little doggy seats, if you will.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a baby seat for a child. It's a little dog seat, and the seat actually is strapped in, and that offers some security for the dog. And there are also just simple little harness restraints. If your dog rides in the front of your car, maybe a restraint might help. That might cause some tension, too, and make it a little anxious. But, you know, one of the ways that I begin to help that puppy learn that a car ride is nice is maybe just having it sit in the car next to me in its crate or restrain and back down the driveway, pull up again. Back down the driveway, pull up again. We all get out, go in the house, have a cookie, a special treat, and, well, gee, that's kind of a positive imprint. Isn't that a good thing? So maybe the next time the pup gets in the car, you back down the drive and go up to the end of your block. Come back, and you're going at a very slow pace. But remember, as you progress to longer distances and possibly go on the highway, one of the things that you don't want to do when you're on the highway, or, you know, even sometimes in town, if you're going at any speed on the highway, say, the speed limits are 70 miles an hour here, no rolling down the window and letting your dog hang its head out the window because you've got 70-mile-an-hour bugs flying at your dog, and you really don't want a bug getting in their eyes, or you're off to the vets, and nobody likes big vet bills.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah, no, and I could see where even flying rocks or things like that can cause issues. They seem to find my windshield. I wouldn't want them to find my dog. So
there you are. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
Another thing you want to remember is that we don't let our dogs ride loose in the back of a pickup. I know that there are also restraints that you can have for your dog that will allow it to be tethered, and it's a safer way if that is your only means of getting possibly to and from the feed and grain to, you know, get your kibble and all of that sort of stuff. And if you do have a crate, you want to make sure that, you know, the dog is in the crate, in the vehicle, not strapped to the roof of your car.
I gotcha.
Now, Kathy, when someone is traveling, like, I mean, if you came from Massachusetts to Michigan, your dogs are a little bit older, so I would imagine that the need to stop is not nearly as prevalent as if they were still puppies. But talk a little bit about that, because sometimes I've heard of people wanting to drive 3-4 hours, and those puppies, they're not going to make it that far, are they?
No, they're not. In fact, we were talking as we were traveling this way that the last time our younger Golden, who's 4.5 now, was even on such an extended trip was when we brought she and her brother to Massachusetts when they were just coming up on 8 weeks of age. So we had an X-Pen set up in our van, so that one of us could have a hand in the pen in case anyone got restless. But they had no food prior to our departure, which was from Kalamazoo, so we actually had to take the long way and go through Ohio. We usually go through Canada, which makes it a little shorter up through Sarnia. And we had given them their little bit of water before we left. Everybody did their business, whatever they had to do. They had a non-destructive toy in this little pen that we had set up. Actually, I think it was an old crate we had that had a top that opened up. And off we went, and boy, the puppies were pretty exhausted and slept for a couple hours, but that was about it. And this was winter time, and let me tell you, it was pretty darn cold, because we would have brought them home for February.
Right.
It was mid-February, and it was bitter cold. So we had an exercise pen, a freestanding pen, that we could put out at the rest area. We didn't want our puppies on the ground where all the other dogs go to the bathroom, because they didn't have all their inoculations yet. And we also had some old moving blankets that we could hang on this pen to block the wind and the cold. And it was a real quick trip. Puppies went out, you know, did their squat, and back in the car we were and on the road. And we would stop every 2 hours for those little kids. Mm-hmm. Even my adult dogs, I would say this was a 12-hour run for us yesterday. And we were easily stopping. I think we stopped 4 times. Okay. At the various rest areas.
So about
but,
4 hours.
You know, you've got your, you always have your Ziploc bag, or a lot of people will use a plastic grocery bag. And another good thing when you're traveling with young puppies, you can have, I know not everybody is a classical music buff, but let me tell you, it does really soothe little beasts, if you will. I experimented with a group in a puppy kindergarten class and put on a little Mozart, played quietly, and everybody in this whole group of various breeds just kind of mellowed out, and we said, okay, let's put some Led Zeppelin on, and it was Rock Central, boy. Everybody jumped up. Everybody's running around. So some quiet music playing in the car is always nice.
Sounds like a good plan. Kathy, if it's okay, I'd like to take a break and bring you back after the break, because we've got some questions about general puppy socialization, and I want to get into the topic of getting them ready for dog parks, where Rick and I broadcast from last week, because there's a lot that goes into that training. So we're going to bring you back after the break right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.